It is the second Tuesday of June and the day when we take a few minutes to tell you about visual art exhibits available for viewing this month. In a few minutes, the work of Sam King. But first, High Fiber, Women to Watch is on display through July 7th at the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum, which opened in January and has seen about 2,000 visitors since. Women to Watch is an exhibition program carried out in conjunction with national and international outreach committees formed by the National Museum of Women in the Arts. Every 2 years, NMWA presents a Women to Watch exhibition featuring emerging women artists. This exhibition is significant because it reflects compelling trends in contemporary art and represents 5 leading female artists who work in Arkansas. This exhibit fits into the mission of the Fort Smith RAM by raising awareness for an art form that has not always been considered mainstream, fiber art. Buckyball, an outdoor installation, remains on display at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville. And Angels and Tomboys, Girlhood in 19th Century American Art, opens June 29th. The Fine Arts Center Gallery at the University of Arkansas is pleased to present a group exhibition of current MFA students. This exhibition will present work in a wide range of media, including painting, drawing, printmaking, ceramics, sculpture, and video. Women Take Flight is the Fayetteville Underground's first national juried exhibition. The criteria for artwork considered by the juror were two-dimensional visual art, with any interpretation of Women Take Flight. Entries were judged on artistic merit, composition, technical merit, use of media, subjective appeal, and the artist's ability to capture the essence and feeling of women taking flight. The theme, Women Take Flight, was chosen for June in recognition of the 2013 Air Race Classic, an annual women's air race. The race will end in Fayetteville June 21st. Those notes are being played by musical and visual artist Sam King. They're part of the soundtrack for one of 3 video pieces on display this month at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. The 3 TVs are just one part of King's exhibit, Comus. The other works are oil on canvas. As it turns out, this comma isn't the kind you would find in a sentence. King used his musical background as inspiration for many of these works and the title of the show.
It's like a music theory thing, which commas are basically like if it's when you try to get the same note, but you use 2 different tuning or intonation systems to get it. So the notes are slightly different. And if you play them at the same time, if you actually sound them together, then they'll beat, they'll kind of shimmer. And a lot of people know, if you play guitar, you know what it sounds like. If you use harmonics to tune, it'll waver until you get them just right, and then it'll stop wavering. But using a comma on purpose would basically be like leaving it in that zone where there's a real strong beating.
He says that he picked the title on a lark. He noticed that there are things you can do visually with paint and color that are similar to what happens with a musical comma. When certain colors are significantly different, but also significantly similar,
they beat visually, just like you can see it in several places there. Like when you look at the blue with that purple in the far left painting, the way that it's hard to let your eye rest, nothing will fix. It just keeps kind of like, they keep pushing at each other. That would be, to me at least, an example of a visual analog for that sound experience.
The colors in the paintings on this wall are bright, with pink, oranges, reds, and blues, and they're more vivid than those on the opposite wall. King moved to Northwest Arkansas after graduate school at Indiana University in Bloomington, and he says that some of the work in this exhibit is made from a desire to make art that relates to this area, and a lot are based on the landscape along I-540. I noticed one that, to me, looked like leaves. His work is a little abstract. He says he expects people to make associations from his work, but not necessarily the same ones that he does. He says some of his works are personal, some are serious, and some are jokes.
You see that painting with the blue shape, the real intense blue shape? The title of that is, advice from a stepdad who is an actual genius. And it's a reference to, I watched the documentary about, that was made actually at University of Arkansas about Conlon Nancarrow, the piano composer guy who composed for player pianos. And it's like a story that his sort of, I guess his stepson told about trying to ask Conlon for help with math. And he's like, oh yeah, I got this. I know just the thing. And so he goes over to his massive library and he comes back with this like, you know, 3-inch thick textbook. And he's like, the answer will be in here somewhere. And then just goes back to his study. And I just, that stuck out to me.
He says there was something about the strange shape and the way the other fields of color interact. Under the shape, there's a drip of paint that is sort of irritating. On some intuitive level, the painting made him think of that story. At a time, he had taken a hiatus from painting and focused on video works. When King started, he used still images, much like stop-motion animation. He says that these works are similar, but with different pacing. Rather than animation, it's layering shots of leaves, sky, and what looks like the actual paintings. Using filter effects, he's trying to take information and force it into abstraction, so that the videos relate to the paintings, taking a different direction to a similar place. I've always wondered how long an artist intends for the audience to watch a video piece.
There is one stance kind of in the world that with video work, really, the whole piece could be contained in one glance or something. Like, you'll get as much or nearly as much out of just having had the moment with it as you would if you sat there and waited till the thing flipped over. I mean, I've definitely walked out of plenty of, you know, video display rooms and museums just because I couldn't quite, like, I had to see a lot of other stuff, and I shouldn't be saying stuff like that, but it really, for me, like, I would rather make it a compelling and brief experience that somebody would want to just hit repeat on a few times and really get familiar with it. Kind of like a song, you know, like a good song is like 3 minutes or something, and you might like it right away, you might not, but it's the repeated experience of it that makes it, that really makes it happen for you, you know.
The sound is all King playing the guitar, but it doesn't sound like a guitar. He uses extended technique and editing to make the sound more like bells or chiming sounds.
And all that is a guitar, like strumming a chord, but then editing the attack off of it so that all you get is the resonance afterwards.
And of course, the sound has the comma built in. As a musician and obvious lover of sound, I asked if he listens to music while he paints and works. As it turns out, he doesn't. King quotes another painter.
I read an interview with him that he said something that felt so true to me, that was that painting actually has its own music, like that he works in silence a lot, not always, but a lot, because there's a thing that happens that is a little bit like music when you're working. It's obviously not the same thing, but the kind of engagement that you slip into when you're working doesn't leave very much room for stuff to drift in.
Sam King is a local artist whose exhibit, Commas, is on display at the Art Center of the Ozarks through the month of June. Also on display there are the works of 14 category winners in the 2013 Ozark Photographic Challenge. A reception for both exhibitions will be held Thursday evening from 6 to 8. This is Ozarks at Large.